Welcome to the Micronesia First Podcast, where the focus is Micronesia, Micronesians, and the Micronesian condition. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Hello, everybody. It's me again. I'm back. Different title, but basically the same stuff. Why am I back? Well, you know, for a while there I thought, no, this is too much. I can't take it. You know, balancing that with family life, work life. But it's ridiculous, right? You don't see enough change. You see these things that they start to be like the thing that's banging on your door. You just have to open up to. So why am I doing this segment? Well, two basic things, and we'll get to it. The first one is the election. And like, if you remember the episode Open Forum, you'll notice I keep hammering away at a constant theme, and that's Einstein's theory. And if you don't know what that is, that's, you can't do the same thing over and over and over again expecting different results. It doesn't make sense. And that's what this country seems to be locked into. And I don't understand why. And I think I do have I'm going to try and see if I can figure it out here. My first estimation is a misunderstanding of loyalty. Now, loyalty, by definition, is the devotion to or strong alignment with someone. And you know, that's all fine and dandy. Loyalty can be one way. Should it be one way? No. Anybody that deserves your attention and your devotion, you got to remember, the universe only saw fit to make one instance of you. You're special, you're unique. That person you're giving your loyalty to, you deserve the return. So how does this apply to the upcoming election? Well, look at what it's been like. All it is a bunch of nothing. Has your life gotten better? Nope. Has your standard of living improved? Nope. Has anything in the way of something tangible for your life gotten better? That's a resounding no. But then, at every election, you keep re-electing these same guys. And that's where I question the loyalty. Now, whether you want to do blind loyalty, that's fine. But is that really what you deserve? You deserve better. If you're going to give your loyalty to someone, you need loyalty to someone who is willing to give it back to you. And I think they have demonstratively proven that their loyalty is not to you. Wages have stagnated. Standard of living is at aberrant levels. While theirs, like I've said in podcasts before, have gone through the fucking roof. I mean, their representation funds alone have gone up 1,058% since 1995. In the same period, the federal employees have not seen one penny gain. The minimum wage have seen 40 pennies of gain. 40 pennies over more than 20 years. That's abuse. That's not loyalty. So, I mean, the choice is yours. The choice is always yours. That's the point of democracy. I'm just asking, this time, make the choice for you. Please. Love yourself enough to make a change. All right, I guess that's pretty quick, pretty dry. I'll get into this a little later. After all, this is the first episode of the new podcast. It's called Micronesia First. Okay, so what are we going to talk about next? What we're going to talk about next is the president. Yeah. And this is the thing that confuses me the most. A guy got elected on the phrase, actions, not words. I mean, if you look at exactly what he did, it was no different than anybody else in Congress. Except he put up a lot of billboards. I mean, point blank, he took government funds and made possible government projects, which is basically what the rest of them are doing. What those projects are, I'm not really clear on. None of them obviously have made a real notable economic impact. I mean, those are the ones that really count, right? The ones that make an economic impact. Because the ones that make an economic impact will change your life, the life of your kids, you know, and the trajectory goes up. But what confuses me more is this crazy obsession with the international scene. Okay, so yeah, he's a foreign services officer. That's where he came from. But what the fuck? How do you do that while your people are living in abject poverty? Where the fuck is the focus? I mean, the question comes back. Are you the Micronesian president? Or are you the Micronesian, let's get a better international view guy? I mean, I guess you like to see your name in lights. And then there's also the other thing, right? About close to 2 years ago, and I'm really sad to say, almost 2 years ago, October 29, 2019, there was this big promise about how he understood that the government has an obligation to people and that sunshine laws are a big component of that. But, I think it's all bullshit. Because right off the bat, when he brought in people from the UN, who did he pick to work it? The same fucking government people that everybody's worried about, that everybody has been looking at, like, these are the same, you know, the old guard, the guys that have been abusing the government, and these are the ones that he put in charge. But from then till now, what have you seen? What have you heard? Have you seen a lot come through? Nope. Have you seen any positive change? Fuck no. But hey, those international press releases, man, those are great, aren't they? The only bad thing is he's the Micronesian president, not, you know, the one for those foreign countries. So, I don't know. So, I'm going to keep this one short. I just want you guys to think. The congressional elections are coming up soon. And I know there's these cultural things that make you think you're bound to the person you're related to by blood or clan. And I'm going to ask you to just throw that in the fucking trash. Because the people that should be the most important to you are the people that are in your house, in the house next door to you. And if the person you elected does not do anything for them, then don't vote for them again. It's as simple as that. And then the other thing is, with the con, we're in a situation where I don't know if the president's doing this because he relies on Congress to get reelected, but that in itself is a problem. It's a big problem. Because until we get a president that gets elected independently of Congress, we can have the dirtiest Congress in the world. He'll never be able to fight them, he or she. Let me be inclusive. Why? Because he depends on them. So who's going to fight for you? I don't fucking know. I'll tell you one thing. It ain't the fucking president. Because at the end of his term, he's going to be looking at Congress to reelect him. So, Remember, loyalty. You can give loyalty blindly. I don't recommend it. Make the people that you're loyal to you. You're important. Love yourself enough to require that. Love your children enough to require that. If I'm going to give you my vote, give me a better life. And the other thing is, be careful of these salesmen, you know. These posters are really great. Until they get into the office and you see all these things about the international community, but nothing about you. So, it might not be something you want to hear, but it's something you have to hear. That's how reality is. When the elections come up, I pray, I really do, that for once, you'll break away from all these bullshit things that keep you voting on the same jackasses that have screwed you over for decades, and recognize, take a minute if you have to, look in the mirror. Look at that face in the mirror looking back at you. That person deserves a better chance. And if that's not enough, pull up the children that that person had. That person deserves more. And then cast your ballot. Hey, thanks for joining us. Like I said, this is the first episode. Micronesia first. And that includes you. Hey, thanks for listening. This is Eric with Micronesia First. Hey, things have got to change, folks. Get onto the Epsom Open Forum and speak your mind. The time is now. If you don't speak your mind, when things get really fucked up, don't try to talk then. Time is now. Get out there.